This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And welcome into a Tuesday morning here on Fesco and Dusty again. Fesco out for the week. It is myself and Mr. McAmore.
Tuesday.
Yeah. Tuesday.
What is going on?
Not a whole lot. Survived St. Patrick's Day, did you, mate?
I did.
Did you watch any of the movies we suggested?
Did not.
Yep.
Did you?
I did. I watched Boondock Saints last night.
How was it?
Awesome.
Fantastic.
Yeah, you know how it is when you've seen a movie like three or four times, you get to pick up on stuff that maybe you'd never picked on before. I can't believe you didn't do that.
I'm sorry. No, I tried.
Was it just like anti on the other side?
We were.
So what, did you guys watch Wicked again for the seventh time?
No, it's worse than that. It's
Love is Blind.
Love is Blind.
You dog.
In the middle of that.
So many people keep trying to tell me, like, Love is Blind's actually pretty good. I'm like, no, you're just struggling to find something to watch.
It's okay. This season isn't nearly as good.
I mean, you could watch Paradise on Hulu. You could watch The White Lotus.
So good. We're caught up on The White Lotus.
Okay, so never mind.
Yep.
I'm trying to think of this movie my buddy was telling me about last night. It's not a movie. It's like, I don't know if it's like a show. I forget. It's on Netflix. It's called like either like Fireflies.
Okay.
It's about a soccer team's plane that crashes.
Oh, wow.
They live, and then it becomes like Lord of the Flies.
Oh, damn.
So I need to figure out what that's called. Somebody will know in the text.
Yeah.
Line. Called like Fireflies or Yellow Flies or Yellow Tails, something like that. None of those three.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, because, and then I got to
cool
thinking,
than
I was
Love
like,
Blind.
Because I told myself in this new year, I want to read more.
Yeah. Like,
and again,
it's a good resolution.
This is a tough take, maybe. I don't think audiobooks are reading. My sister's huge into them. We've had the discussion. We don't get angry. I just said, it's not technically the same. It's not. An audiobook is not the same thing as reading,
no,
in my
not.
Opinion.
I don't think it's the same for your brain is where I delineate it.
Yeah. So, great vocab. And the thing is like, now I want to read Lord of the Flies. Because that was one of the books we read when I was in school. We always, I think the main ones we read was like Lord of the Flies, To Kill a Mockingbird, Tom Sawyer, and The Giver. Those are the four books I remember
one.
In school. But yeah, I don't know what, I forget what that show's called, like Fireflies, Yellowtails, something like that. Or just type in like soccer team crashes Netflix. It'll probably pop right up.
Yeah, let me see.
Good to have your phone on vibrate there, Dusty, while you're on the air. But no, welcome into Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Lots to dive into today.
Yellow Jackets. There we go.
There it is. It's probably the name of their team.
High school girls soccer team whose plane crashes, leaving them stranded in the wilderness.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, I'm in.
Yeah, I'm going to watch that.
Yeah, I could get Hannah in on that.
How about MLB?
Hey!
How about a product that's going through a renaissance that says, you know what'd be really cool? Yamamoto versus Shohei Ohtani.
It does sound cool.
Right?
I'm in.
It's happening right now.
Oh.
It started at 5 o'clock in the morning, Dodgers versus Cubs. two of the biggest names in baseball, two of the biggest international names in baseball. Never heard of this Yamamoto guy. Yes, you have.
Yeah, you have.
Yes, you have. And baseball, they want to tell me to get back into the sport. They want to put their biggest stars on the stage. They want to start the games off for 5 a.m. Well, Dusty, it's 7 p.m. in Japan right now. I don't care. Why can't they play their game at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? We do it here all the time. This is not good for baseball. This is two historic franchises. Now, they do this every year. It's no surprise. But if you are trying to introduce your sport to a new generation and upsell it with Ohtani and Yamamoto, because the other day, I don't know if you noticed or not, Ohtani had a home run as a visiting guy. And the visiting crowd, standing ovation. Because like we know where Shohei Ohtani is, right? The number one baseball player in the world.
Face of the league.
Correct. And number two is Bobby Witt Jr. But there is a sizable gap between Shohei Ohtani and Bobby Witt Jr. And Bobby Witt Jr., or I'm sorry, Shohei Ohtani is not just big here.
Yeah.
Like, baseball in Japan is still like, hello, how you doing? Like, still a major, major draw. And obviously, this game is sold out. It's nuts. It's on Fox, actually, if you wanted to watch it. Chicago's up 1-0, whatever that means. But 5 a.m. to start your season with star power? I mean, not that anybody would be watching anyway tonight, but I mean, you know what would have been really good? Is to have this game last night on television. Because how many sports were on last night?
Zero. And there was golf.
Golf guy.
Yeah.
Didn't care about the playoffs of the TGL. Well,
and there you go.
Right? 6 o'clock, ESPN or ESPN2, whatever the hell it was. Last night, you could have had this game. And don't give me the time difference, because somehow you could have figured it out where at 6 o'clock p.m., I don't know, what time do you think it is in Japan right now? 8:30? Well,
text line saying either 1 a.m. at if the game would have done at 3 p.m. this time, it would have been midnight their time. So I guess that's a 9-hour difference is what they're saying.
Okay.
So I guess right now they're saying it is 3 p.m. there?
3 p.m. there right now.
Let me see.
Love the text line in situations like this. 3 p.m. would have been midnight. 3 p.m. Japan time would have been 1 a.m. LOL.
It's 8 p.m. right now. So, yeah, the game started at 7.
Okay. So, 7 o'clock is 5 o'clock. This is where it gets tough.
So, there's a 14-hour difference.
Okay. So, I don't know how to do that in my
head. Sizable. Yeah, you're not going to really find something that works for both. It's going to be really tough.
Yeah, I just don't know how. I don't know. I don't know how you do 14 hours that quickly. Like, I mean, so if it's 7 p.m. at 5 a.m., that means that it'd be 9 p.m. at 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So why can't you have this game on Saturday at 7 a.m.?
Yeah.
Is that where we find the medium?
Yeah, that's decent.
Okay. Nuggets Warriors were on last night. You didn't watch?
That's true. That's true.
By God.
That's my hot corner.
Come on.
That's my hot corner.
You didn't watch Nuggets Warriors? Yeah. Everybody else was. I guess what? This would draw more than Nuggets Warriors 100%. If you had it on at the right time.
Also, no Jokic and no Jamal Murray last night, 8-1-6. So.
Did the Warriors win? So they're now like, what, 16-1 since Henry
no,
Butler?
No, excuse me. We'll get to it in my hot corner. But no, the Nuggets won without Jokic and without Murray. Yeah.
Okay.
A healthy Warriors.
Yeah. So Yellow Jackets, we got to that. There we go. Everybody's been. Yeah. Say, Yellow Jackets just flooded it.
Dude, yeah.
Apparently it's great.
Good season. Good
Apparently
show.
It's great.
Apparently.
Yeah. So yesterday, mellow evening for you at 26 on St. Patrick's Day. Didn't get into it?
Didn't get into it. I know. Old. Okay. I know. Disappointing.
Is St. Patrick's Day and New Year's Eve essentially turning 30 in the NFL? When you turn 30, that's how you... Now, again, you're 4 years away. Bob still thinks you're 27.
Yeah.
4 years away. 27 in August.
Thank you.
I'll be 38 in August.
To Bob, I'll be 28. Yep.
Yeah. Right. And I was thinking about this last night because I was like, you know, driving down through, going through downtown Lee's Summit. Obviously, Llewellyn's down there. They had a ton of people there. I'm like, is St. Patrick's Day one of those holidays? Like, once you hit 30, it's like NFL age. Like, you're a running back in the NFL, essentially 30 at like the St. Patty's Day, New Year's Eve thing. Like, St. Patrick's Day, it's on a Monday. You guys gonna come over after work? It's like, man, I don't know. Like, I had 3 Irish ales yesterday with some friends that were in town.
Nice.
And that was it.
Nice.
And I felt good.
Yep.
I didn't have too much. I had dinner, went to bed. That is, I don't know, Kirk Cousins in a nutshell.
Yeah.
I'll give you a little, but by about, you know, midway through the season, I'm done.
I'm out, man.
I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm not Jaden Daniels.
No, my back hurts.
Now, I'm not Russell Wilson, where I'm like, I'll come have a drink with you guys. Let's brew, you know? But I don't know. I feel like St. Patrick's Day, 30 years old. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's
that's all she wrote.
I think you're right, especially on a Monday, because even me, I mean, I'm not there to the 30 mark, but I was out. If it was on a Saturday, I could have been convinced, probably pretty easily.
But that's what I'm saying. So, like, right, anomaly days.
Yeah.
Friday, if it was Friday after work, hey, let's go to Llewellyn's. Let's just get after it. I'll Uber home at like 6.
Yeah.
Saturday, hey, I'll wake up at 2 p.m. or I'll wake up, eat a big breakfast. I know a lot of places do like kegs and eggs starting at like 9 a.m. Not that guy. But like I would get up, eat a big breakfast. Hey, I'll meet you at spot 2 p.m.
Bang.
Ride it out.
Bang. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Yeah, look, with New Year's, if it doesn't fall in the right time now, I'm kind of like, okay, well, stay up maybe till midnight. Hey, and then
yeah,
go to bed.
Yeah. Because like New Year's Eve, get lost, dude. Like there's no way. Even if it's on like a Friday night, steak, couple glasses of, yes, of Pinot, and then... Okay, cool. The ball dropped at 11 Eastern time.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Or I guess Central time during midnight Eastern. Saw it. I'm out. My opinion.
Are you a steak on New Year's Eve guy?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, because I don't really do anything.
You don't have? Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. And especially once you learn the cast iron, once you learn the Gordon Ramsay steak, you don't need to be like, oh, it's not nice. Let's go. Grill. Yeah. You don't have to grill. Sear, oven, take out, medium rare. Chimichurri. Twice baked potato, Caesar salad.
How you doing?
There you go. You get it.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just thought it was interesting because that seemed the vibe where I was at. Because I was at Martin City's like other location off of Colburn last night. It's called Station 7. Basically the same thing. And that was just like a bunch of families because it was like 75, and it was just everybody just like hanging
really
out,
nice outside,
having just a few, dressed in green, so nobody got pinched. And it was just like a chill evening on a Monday. Now, again, I think that there are, you know, anomalies where like, that's why they do Snake Saturday.
Yep.
I mean, that's, you know, if you get a group enough of people together, then it's okay. Cause you're like, okay, we're not the only scumbags in the group, Mary.
Yeah. We're not
you
the
know,
only
we can actually go out and do it.
Yes.
So I don't know. I feel like St. Patrick's Day during the week, maybe that's an overreaction. I should have on Monday, but during the week, I feel like that's just one of those things, you know. Got to be Friday or Saturday, or I'm 30 years old, never running back in the NFL. It's just, I'm past my prime.
Hit the cliff. Yeah.
You got to admit, some people can't admit it. You still got, you know.
Hang the jersey up,
baby. You still got Craig that you went to high school with that you knew. Neck tat.
Oh, yeah. He's posting Snapchat stories last night at midnight.
Got the PM box in his back pocket hitting hard. Going up to you, be like, dude, what have you been up to, man?
Miss you, bro.
By the way, can you score anything still? Like, I'm 30, dude. Like, it is Monday, 2025. I'm just kidding. If you're out there, I love you. Coming up on the other seed, what is the benefit of the number one seed? Well, it's massive, and I'll tell you why it's massive for this team. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
I just want to say how awesome it is to have Bob Fesco and Legend Likens on every morning to start my day. I freaking love you guys.
The way he says, hey, in the song is so seductive.
Hey.
Little known fact, there are two different album covers to this album. Jimmy Eat World, right?
Yeah. Yep.
I believe the first album was called Bleed America.
Mm-hmm.
And then 9/11 happened, and they changed it to just America.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Pretty sure.
That's awesome.
Also, one of the most underrated guitar solos in this song.
Great guitar solo.
Yeah.
Great band.
Not even the best song,
in my opinion.
No. But we don't need to get into that, because then we become hipster snobs.
Yep. Yep.
Did you know, actually, it's like, thanks, Dave. Diving into it on a Tuesday. Bob's not here, so Max got to fill in for the sexual Tuesdays. Sorry for the kids listening. I apologize. Kind of. But yeah, since you're the only one.
I'm the one here with the spouse, so I will see what I can do with the Sex Tuesdays segment coming up in a little over an hour.
That is, oh, yeah, okay. Segment is what you said in an hour. Segment.
Yes, the segment will be coming up.
Don't forget, tournament coverage on 96.5 The Fan is brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views. Good time of the year tonight. We get a play-in game or two. We get two and then two tomorrow.
Play-in games.
And then they get to play Thursday and Friday. So it's interesting because I don't know how many people actually like get their bracket started, but you were saying like you had a question because we brought up like the benefit of a one seed, right? Like I think Auburn has the easiest route to a Final Four, which they should. If you're the number one overall team, you should have rewarded. Technically, what they say is you get the easier route. Now, again, there's no easy route to, you know, the Final Four. It's one of the hardest things to get to in any sport.
Of course.
IMO. You got to play 162 games to get to a World Series. but, no, I think it is hard to get to the Final Four more than – I think it's like get to the NFL Championship Sunday, Final Four. I think two of the toughest things to accomplish.
Yep.
Because the NFL, so many more – you know, outliers. Are you healthy? Is your quarterback playing? Is your defense, you know, beat up? Is this guy in? Like, you look at Detroit, their injuries finally caught up to them because the playoffs happened, and it's like, well, their defense is out. But the benefit of being a one seed, you brought up a question. Should they get some sort of power over their draw? Because Auburn, you think, has a tough region. I think they have the easiest region. Now, obviously, the second round game.
I think they have the tough second round game. I think you're right about the region. But that possibility of them playing Louisville in Kentucky – I think Louisville's more of like a five seed at worst.
You think Louisville and Michigan should have switched?
Probably, yep.
Because Michigan got to the Big Ten final.
They did. No, that's a good team. This is why it's so hard, right? Yeah. And Louisville in the ACC final, again, did lose to Duke without their best player. But an eight seed, a team who's been, they were 13th in the country before the conference tournaments. Mm-hmm. And they go to their championship, they're an eight seed. But you're right, the rest of the region, Auburn looks like they fared pretty well. Now that second round against Louisville in Kentucky, a possibility of a matchup, that makes it hard. But to me, I'm sitting here as a one seed. I mean, I know you'll talk about it later on. Florida, they've got a gauntlet. Mm-hmm. It just feels like, okay, we do all this work. What if there was some sort of, I don't know, maybe not a draft, but okay, I want, or maybe like I get, if I'm the number one overall seed, if I'm Auburn, I get to pick four teams between these certain number of seeds that I don't want to see, or some sort of choice of like, okay, I want to choose my path. Now, you get what you get. You don't throw a fit. Here it is. Here's the tournament. Here's the bracket. Sorry, sucks to suck. But to me, if I'm Auburn, we have this 35 game season, number one overall seed and the best team in the nation. Give me some dictating power,
which I think, what is the reward? You get to play closer to home. That's how they kind of package the deal. If you're the number one overall seed, like Duke's the number two overall seed, East Coast, right? They're the number one seed in the East. So they get to play in their region. And then after that, it kind of gets, you know, you might get a couple of benefits, you know, other ways. Like Kansas always got the number one seed in the Midwest. Times are a changing, as Bob Dylan once said. Mm-hmm. Kansas not the number one seed, but if they were, like, have they been in the past, like either the number one overall or they've been a number, they normally get the Midwest region,
which is huge,
right?
That's
and
true.
Then
that's fair.
Sometimes when they're the number four overall one seed, they might start in the West, but they're going to play in like, you know, Arizona, which I'm not saying that's where they're going to play, but they don't go that far west, or they'll play in Omaha, which is still Midwest, but either way, I don't hate that. But I think that they already kind of padding up like the number one overall seed, which is where like, hey, Auburn, you got to play in Louisville, Kentucky, but you should beat that team. They're the third best team in the ACC, second best team in the ACC.
Yep.
You're the best team in the SEC. There is no comparison between those two conferences because one team, 14 teams, obviously. Which we'll get into a little propaganda with the SEC total wins in the tournament. The numbers astronomical to me. I don't know why, but we'll get into that. Ooh, we talked about it yesterday.
Yes.
Because then you look at that one, you look at the Big 12, because you can bet these little props. We'll get into that a little bit later. But I'm not mad about, you know, I never really get upset with like seeding and playing all that sort of stuff because I've never been like, well, of course we got to play this team, like Missouri playing Drake. A lot of people are upset about that.
People are upset about that.
Like, Missouri got a bad draw. In my opinion, and I'm going to talk about this a little bit later, but like, I don't think Missouri really did. I think they should be able to handle Drake. Just go look at where Drake plays. Missouri Valley, right? Missouri, SEC. Missouri had 19 wins this year, I believe. Maybe it was more than that. Maybe it was 21. Put some respect on their name. But, like, they should be able to handle business because Missouri played in that conference all year, and now it's like, oh, you get to play a team like Drake. Yeah, you lost to teams like Oklahoma, Vanderbilt, Kentucky to lose the season at the end of the season. Then you went to you went and played Florida, got beat without your big man, played decent, played aggressive. You can hang in with Florida, you should be able to handle Drake. So I don't think I don't really get complaints from me on bad draws. I understand. People are like, Dusty, you should look at Drake. They're actually pretty good. Local kids, they're 30 wins. Yeah, in the Missouri Valley. So for me, in general, bracket-wise, just get me to Thursday. Tonight's fun because these teams are actually like given a rip to get in, and North Carolina has a lot to prove.
A lot, yeah.
West Virginia's governor is like filing a lawsuit against the NCAA because they didn't make it, which is wild to me. Yeah, West Virginia probably got snubbed, right? But we know college politics.
Yep.
We know how it works.
What's going to sell?
Right? And then there's the story that North Carolina's AD's on the board of the selection committee, but when they talk about North Carolina, he has to step out of the room.
Yikes.
But every other bubble team, he's able to be in there with them and be like, well, yeah.
Yeah, well, actually, you know, yeah.
But when North Carolina comes up, get out.
That's bull.
Yeah, that's tough.
No, you're not allowed to be a part of this at all.
But he gets to be a part of it as long as his team's not involved. So I understand like the hoopla around West Virginia being upset. I get that.
For sure.
That's tough.
Yes.
But this happens every year. And this year, West Virginia is the one that got. And I still think it is like you. I think it's BS that like North Carolina's AD's on the board of selection committee. But then all of a sudden, it's like kind of the same thing with Brady in a sense. Like, hey, we're getting ready to talk about teams. You got to get out. Why are you here?
Yeah, why are you here? What?
Like, what are we doing here? So, I mean, it's a little fishy. But
you're not allowed to criticize the refs. You're not allowed to do any part of your job. So what is your job?
So as the number one overall seed, would you rather be able to pick your region or get to pick your first two matchups potentially? Like, I guess you could pick your region or your bracket because they don't really know like who's going to be in the brackets.
Yeah.
But what if they were like, hey, the 2, 3, and 4 seed is in this bracket, in this bracket, in this bracket, or you can play locally and play against whatever these teams are.
I like that. You get the option of both. But you don't know a lot. You know what I mean? You're kind of guessing either way.
You either stay close to home for the first two rounds.
Yep.
Or you can pick, you know,
these 2, 3, and 4s that you think may be weak. Yeah. Can tell you about the rest of that region. And maybe you go on that weaker region. But you could choose wrong. You could choose. Yeah, I like that. From the 816, their suggestion, fill out the field that the one seeds pick in order of what region they want. So you just show the whole bracket, I guess, except with the 4 1 seeds blank. And Auburn gets first choice. Now, that's a big advantage.
Right.
UNC AD isn't on the board, but he's the head of the selection committee.
Even better. Even better. What are we doing, college sports?
Dude, college sports, man. At the end of the day, it's like your record, what you've actually done. It matters, but at the end of the day, North Carolina is going to make it even if they suck because they're North Carolina. So I don't know.
And their AD is the head of the selection committee.
Yeah.
Selection committee chairman, SCC. Yeah, that's not cool.
No, that needs to change.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know how you get that to change, but that needs to change.
Well, you just don't have any sort of affiliate.
Yeah.
You just don't have ADs being part of a selection committee.
Because, you know, that's not the only example.
No.
That's,
like I said, it's
rampant.
Yeah, and then you can't be in the room. You have to be quiet. And then it's not like you've got some sort of spider in the room that's like, hey, by the way, you're in. They just talked about you.
Yeah.
Everyone put your phones on vibrate.
Yes.
Or it's like a comedy show. You got to put it in the little black bag and lock the key, and then you'll get it at the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Except he's got the key.
Yeah, that's tough. You got to get him off the board. You got your final four in there?
You got yours?
I do. Okay.
Give me it.
So this is where we act like we know what we're talking about.
Yep, 100%. We're experts, man.
So if you want to do this, you can do these on props. We'll do this for the first time ever. Prop Agenda, where we try to give you, you know, our propaganda on the agenda that we like in the prop. You get it. It's easy. Put the words together. My final four, Auburn, St. John's, Duke, and Tennessee.
Wow.
Two okay. SEC teams, Duke, the ACC, St. John's, Big East. I just feel like with all these teams, right, I think Duke, and this to me is also just like where I want my heart to lie, because obviously yesterday we won the Rory McIlroy bet. I told you I'd take my winnings, put it all on St. John's to win the national title. At first I was going to say Florida, but then somebody else decided to come in and say that they like Florida, so I have to zag when they zig. So Auburn, number one overall team, I just think that they have like, I think they have the most complete team outside of Florida. They have Broome in the middle. They have Kelly on the outside. They've got a good team. They've been number one overall basically the entire year.
Bruce Pearl's a fantastic coach.
Right. And it's SEC, They're one of the better teams. I know they didn't win the SEC tournament, but come on.
I mean, they were still
there's
incredible.
Times where KU didn't win the Big 12 tournament, still went to the Final Four. Yeah. I do think Auburn's bracket is, once they get past, if they get past that Louisville game in round two, maybe that's their scare. What do we say every year? Every team needs a scare. They got to wake up. And then all of a sudden, it's like, they get to the Sweet 16. They win by 15. They get to the Elite Eight. They win by 10. All of a sudden, it's like, well, here's Auburn, Final Four.
They're on a run. Right? They're hot.
Florida, I didn't want to put them in there. I know that there's some people that like Florida. I go to St. John's. A lot of bias there. Riding the hot ticket, $16 to win $475.
I get it.
Patino,
yeah.
It seems like it's like his year. There's always like that, well, we've had these understories all year. Patino goes from being a loser last year to completely revamping this team, storming through, having big wins.
First conference title since like 2000, I think, for the school. Incredible.
You know he's going to rock the white suit when that goes on.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Attributes all go up. It's like, exactly. You know, it's like Fortnite. When you buy the shells, your guy gets better.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Video game, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2, you wear a tighter shirt, you got better on the turns. You wear loose shirts, you can do more tricks easier.
Yep.
You wear the white suit, you're Patino, you're the Godfather, St. John's. Here we go. Ramp it up again. Give me the Final Four. A lot of bias because I have them winning the whole thing on a flyer to win $475 on a $16 bet.
Please.
There's some juice there. That's why we do it. Duke, number one, Cooper Flagg, the story makes sense. You got to have a blue blood in there. In my opinion, you got to have a blue blood in the Final Four if you're going from, you know, again, none of these teams may make it, but this is what we do the tournament for. This is why we get nerded out with this.
Yes.
Duke, Cooper Flagg, ride the hot guy is what Henry Lake once said on Lake and Bink 10-2. Great drop. And Cooper Flagg is a guy that you want to see be that guy in the tournament, so you're hoping they can get there. They were pretty dominant when he was in there. They were dominant without him. A great freshman class. It seems like if Shire wants to get out of the Coach K shadow and really take Duke to this next level, this is the year. Get to the Final Four. Got the number one player in the country. I think it makes sense. Tennessee, I just like Tennessee.
Thank you.
They have the classic, you know, point guard that can be that guy that's like the Devontae Graham, the undersized,
the Kai
still a
Ziegler.
Good baller in college.
Yep.
They got some big guys in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
They can hit threes if they need to. They just got to stay out of foul trouble with Milicic or whatever that guy's name is.
Milicic,
they can't seem to not get fouls.
He needs to, He's a big guy who can stretch the floor. They kind of need him.
He's your typical like foreign white dude.
Yes.
He can hit the three if he needs to. He can be the defensive guy. He can be the offensive rebound guy. Auburn's really good on the offensive glass. That's massive in the tournament because you just take away opportunities from the other team, which
Florida
is the obvious.
Is too.
So again, Auburn, St. John, Duke, Tennessee, the Dustman's Final Four.
Okay, I like it. I'm in agreement with you on two of these teams. St. John's, same reasons. All about coaching, right? I am a little scared. That is the bracket that Florida's in. We both have talked about Florida back and forth, right? They're deep. They're big. They can do it all. I think if there's a team that's going to be able to prep to beat those things and to be able to handle those things and throw something at a Florida team that they haven't seen before, it's the Godfather. It's Rick Pitino. So I'm going to go with St. John's for the same reason you are. Kind of that on that same vein, Michigan State on the upper side of the bracket.
Mm-hmm.
Same reason, right? Tom Izzo. He's one of the best. He's made a million Final Fours. Hasn't won a title since 2000. I don't know if this is the year for them to do it, but he's made, I think, 7 or 8 Final Fours since 1999. So he's going to get there. This is the best team that he's had since 2019 when they did make the Final Four. I believe that was the last time. Now, Auburn's in that side of the bracket. That's obviously going to be their toughest thing, but I might have... We'll get to upsets, but I don't know, that second round with Auburn and Louisville, it is kind of raising some eyebrows for me. I went against Duke in that region. I had them for a while, but three freshmen scare me, and I love Cooper Flagg. I love Colin Knipple. I love their center that they have.
Knipple?
Yeah, it's Knipple. Those are two top 10 picks, Flagg and Knipple, but I'm going to go with Alabama. Mark Sears.
Offensive firepower.
I mean, it's just unbelievable what they can do on offense, and I think... Duke, if that was the matchup where it happens, I think they'd be a little surprised at how prepped Alabama is. And plus, I like having a junior or senior in Mark Sears who's ready to lead that team, along with a couple of other guys who have been there and they've done that. And then, of course, I'm going to be biased. I'm going to be a homer. I don't care. They're the number two seed. I think they're the number one, two seed in the bracket. Yes. Go Big Orange. It's my Vols. Let's go. Here we go. Rocky Top. I think they are deep. I think they're one of the best defensive teams in the tournament. offensively is going to be a struggle for them because if Chaz Lanier gets shut down for Tennessee, they kind of struggle to find a playmaker who can create on his own.
He's really their only three-point shooter consistently.
Consistently, exactly. And even that, he likes to step in a foot inside the three-point line. Mm-hmm. I hate that shot, but that's what he does.
Worst shot in basketball.
It's terrible. Completely just on like either step in 2 feet or step back. Like you're taking an inefficient shot there. But scoring is going to be the struggle for Tennessee, but defense wins championships. So there you go. Fair Michigan point. State, St. John's, Bama, Tennessee. We each have two SEC teams. Just
Bama would be back-to-back Final Four appearances. They made their first Final Four last year. Your Final Four was North Carolina State, Alabama, Purdue, and UConn. And then your championship game was UConn versus Purdue.
I forgot about that North Carolina State run. They had that big guy.
Don't turn your back on the Wolfpack.
Yes, baby.
You might wind up in a body bag. NWO for life. The red and the black. There's always an upset in the first round. I know that it's been a couple years. Purdue lost as number one seed. Virginia lost as the number one seed. I believe that's the only two times it's ever happened. Sometimes there is that 15-2 upset. There's always, Mac, there's always two 10-7 upsets. So I'll give you my one.
Okay.
I think Vanderbilt beats St. Mary's. St. Mary's plays in a conference where it's them and Gonzaga every single year. They're the 7 seed in St. Mary's. Vanderbilt the 10 seed. SECOE, baby. SEC over everybody. Vanderbilt right. is better than people would probably expect. They are an SEC team. They play the 7th seed St. Mary's. I could see Vanderbilt pulling this one off. They've gone through the gauntlet of the SEC. St. Mary's has had to play Gonzaga twice. St. Mary's was, again, the number 2 seed or maybe the number 1 seed. I think they were the 1. Gonzaga was the 2 or whatever it may have been. We watched the game the other night for the West Coast Conference Final.
Yep.
That, you know, nobody watches these games because they always start at 9 o'clock at night. And I say nobody. There's always, you know, nocturnal people out there. But I could see Vanderbilt being the 10 seed that upsets the 7 seed. When I fill out my bracket tomorrow, I will have Vanderbilt beating St. Mary's because there's always two 10 over sevens. There's always a 12-5 upset. And nowadays with NIL and transfer, there could be plenty of other upsets, but there's always a 12-5 and there's always two 10 over sevens.
Yeah, I think Vandy's really good on defense too. I actually like that pick. I'll go another route here. Sorry, texters. SECOE, baby. Arkansas over Kansas, that 10-7 matchup. Mm. Calipari, I think it's the better of self in that first round. It's going to be good, though. It's going to be really good. I think we'll talk a little bit later about maybe Hunter Dickinson and what maybe is on the horizon for him after KU in college basketball. I think this is a big tournament for him, and I know texters don't want to hear about Hunter Dickinson. I think there is still future for him in basketball beyond college. Like, I can see him playing in the league. He's 7'2", and he's a really, really good passer. There's something there with Dickinson. If he can hone in on his skills for just a couple of games, his draft stock lies in the balance a little bit here. So Dickinson, kind of some pressure there, but I'm going to go with Arkansas as a 10-7 upset. It's always a 5-12 too, right? At least one 12-5 upset,
yeah,
it seems.
That's what I was saying. One 12-5, and then there's two 10-7s.
Gotcha.
So I think the easiest one I could pick would be Vanderbilt over St. Mary's. I say easiest, but SECOE, baby. And I just think Vanderbilt can hang in that game. I know St. Mary's always going to be tall. SEC, every team is fast. Yep. Every team is fast. Every single game seems like a track meet. Missouri's fast. Alabama's insanely fast. Florida's, we watch them. They're quick. You mentioned Tennessee. They're fast as well. So, I mean, look, Vanderbilt, the 10, St. Mary's a 7. You can't just pick all favorites. I mean, I guess you could, and you might be all right.
Yeah, it could be the four number one seed here.
And you have Arkansas beating Kansas.
There it is. Laid it down.
Cut that one.
I hope not. Hey, I'll be rooting for Kansas.
Will you?
I will be.
Okay.
That's hard for me to say.
So when you
fill
out your bracket, you're going Calipari over self?
I will.
Okay. I wonder what their head-to-head record is.
It's interesting. Look it up.
Because they'll have like probably like Bill Self versus Calipari in the tournament. Bill Self versus Calipari in the regular season. Overall, it's that tournament record. I think they were, 2-2 against each other? Bill's won twice, Calipari's won twice, or am I way off?
So they're 6-6 in head-to-head matchups, okay. But Self also noted he and Calipari split 2 head-to-head matchups in NCAA championship games. Mm-hmm. So there
you go. AD won,
yep.
And then he beat Memphis with Mario's Miracle.
6-6, so this is to break the tie. Here we go.
Pretty even. You got to beat one of the Dons to face another one of the Dons, and it's a how you done for Bill Self all season long in the March Madness. Coming up, we get to our hot corner, why Duke's side of the bracket is hot. I'll explain what I mean, and it's not in a good way. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty.
913-586-7965. Call in right now and tell me how much I suck.
On Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5 The Fan.
Rolling along on a Tuesday here on 96.5 The Fan. Mac and Dusty with you on a show that we call Fesco and Dusty, but Fesco out of town for the week. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all here with the same two. Damn, glad to have you. We'll get into one word in a little bit later on. We'll get into our start bench cut. 913-586-7965, J Southland Tow Service text line. That's where you get involved. Hopefully none of you are struggling today. Hopefully you played it smart. You know? Somebody says, go Hogs, woo pig suey.
Well, there you go. I won't go that far. But
you got your Fayetteville favorites out there ready to take on. Somebody says Hunter Dickinson's NBA career will mirror Greg Ostertag's.
I saw that. I said savage, that 913 texter.
Hey, he had a good career in Utah.
Yeah, I guess, right? Maybe. He played minutes.
Yeah.
He was in the league for a while.
Pretty sure he slid into a pool head first and lost all his teeth at a young age. I think that's a true story.
Damn.
Yeah, because he was all gummed out.
Is that why?
I think he slid into a pool head first or dove in head first. Cracked.
Ow.
I think. I could be wrong. Maybe I'm just, making up lies. But I thought that's the story I heard growing up watching college basketball with a lot of KU fans. Greg Ostertag, the big O-O.
The big O-O-O.
That's right. Yeah, I've never given.
Maybe my hottest take right now is that I think Hunter Dickinson could be good in the NBA.
He's too soft.
You think?
Well, I thought Zach Edey would be too soft. And then he's going to go out there and win the damn Rookie of the Year.
He's really good.
I guess, what? There's probably not a whole lot of talent.
Because we talked about this. He's third. Mm-hmm. Stephon Castle for the Spurs is going to win it, but that's because he's gotten to take over without Wimby, so it's good for him. But yeah, not a good Rookie of the Year for the NBA.
No. So Hot Corner Tuesdays, we transitioned from Tough Tuesdays to Hot Corner Tuesdays in the baseball season. Mine is the Duke side of the bracket, the East, right? Duke's number one overall, or the second number one overall.
Yep.
Obviously, they have a play-in game. They'll play Friday, March 21st at 2 o'clock.
Real quick, do you think they would have been number one overall had Cooper not been hurt? I know they won the ACC, so nothing really changed. Because I know they take those into account.
Probably.
Okay.
Now, I don't know for a fact, but I think the win in their conference championship would have given them a slight edge.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But then again, I don't know, because Auburn played in the toughest division, got to the Final Four in the SEC championship game. So at that point, it's like, well, as long as they make the Final Four in their conference tournament, then they're automatically going to be the one seed.
That makes sense,
because it was basically Auburn Duke all year.
Those were
KU for the beginning, and then quickly fell out of that. And then it switched to be like Auburn Duke. And I think before the season ended, it was Duke as the number one team in the nation.
Yeah, it was.
So I think maybe, you know, whatever it may be. But you look at Duke's side of the bracket.
Yeah.
Obviously, they'll play Friday at 2 o'clock, probably around like 2:30 because of how those games work.
CBS, 2:50.
Yeah. 1:50 local time.
You're right. Thank you.
Mississippi State versus Baylor is that 8-9 game. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I know much about those teams. But, I mean, Baylor, Big 12, Mississippi State, obviously SEC. Big game there. They played in that conference. You got to give them a little bit of respect because what we've coined this year, SECOE.
SEC over everybody.
Because SEC, right? For instance, that conference in itself, tough. And we saw yesterday on the prop agenda, the bet for most wins in the tournament per conference is the SEC with 20.5 total wins in the tournament. 14 teams. You know, three of which win two games. And everybody else wins one, you would think that you'd get close to that number, but 20.5 total wins for that conference, plus 110 on DraftKings.
Damn.
So, yeah, I mean, it's tough. So you play a, you know, Baylor or Mississippi State team, but then you have Oregon in that bracket, Arizona. A lot of people have Arizona. I don't know if they're considered a dark horse. Someone had asked, who's your Cinderella? I don't think they're considered a Cinderella, but a four seed to cause havoc in that bracket could be Arizona.
100%.
Really good team in the Big 12. You have BYU as well in that bracket, who's a six seed. BYU is a damn good team. I think better than most people think. I don't know if we've realized yet that college basketball landscape is different. Obviously, with the transfer and the NIL deals, BYU is a solid team.
Yeah.
Duke would maybe have to play them. Wisconsin's in that bracket. We saw Wisconsin, the Big Ten championship, kind of choke it away at the end to Michigan. But Wisconsin, classic Wisconsin team.
Yes.
Big dudes down low, can run with anybody. Big Ten team. Always seems to have a little bit of respect on their team. Wisconsin in that bracket.
Great point guard.
And then you have that 10-7 upset that I have Vanderbilt over St. Mary's. That doesn't really do it. But then there's your team in the number two seed, Alabama. So a tough road, a tough hot corner of the bracket in the East for Duke, in my opinion.
Yeah.
The second number one overall team with Cooper Flagg on that roster. Duke to get to the Final Four, which we both have, right?
I did not. Yeah, I almost had
Duke there.
Yep.
Gonna be a tough route to get there. And that's one of those things where I've seen in the past where like KU gets a one seed, like, well, we got the toughest ride of the tournament. I personally believe Duke has the toughest ride to the Final Four if they want to get there as a one seed.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. When you go through every matchup and it's like, could you find regions and you're like, oh, this matchup, and whoever makes it, not really scared of them. But every matchup, you're like,
yeah.
I mean, there's a world where Arizona goes on a run. There's a world where Oregon gets hot and wins a few games. There's a world where, obviously, we've talked about Alabama and Vanderbilt, an SEC team, where they've faced this tough competition. They're not going to be scared against St. Mary's. They're not going to be scared in the second round if they do have to go up against Alabama because they've seen them. So, yeah, I'm kind of with you on that. Like, BYU can shoot you out the gym. Like, they can hit threes. So, yeah, like you already talked about Wisconsin. You go through every matchup. It's a really tough region, and you're talking about a Duke team who's headed by three freshmen. So they haven't seen this before. This is going to be a new format, a new challenge. So, yeah, I'm kind of with you on that. A hot corner there for Duke. For me, mentioned it earlier, Warriors lost last night to the Nuggets without Jokic and Westbrook. So kind of huge for the Western Conference right now as it sits.
Westbrook didn't play last night? I thought he had a triple-double.
Or sorry, for without Jokic and Jamal Murray. Russell Westbrook was electric last night.
Yeah, the old Russ came back.
Exactly.
Triple-double, baby. Yes, he had like 15, 15, and 12 or something like that.
He got to play the whole game, so he's just
balling.
Balling, screaming at people, angry. Got to catch the end of that last night. So right now, Houston and Denver both tied at the second seed, 12 and a half games back from one. So one seed's over. We're about 15 games out from the regular season. But 2 through 7, there is a 4.5 game space. The 2 through 7 seed could oscillate completely in flip-flop. And Golden State's the 6th seed. They're right in the middle of that. They're Minnesota and Golden State are both at 17 games back at the 6-7. If Golden State loses one and Minnesota wins one, all of a sudden the Warriors, one of the hottest teams in the league, are in the play-in instead of securely in their rightful spot in the playoffs.
Yeah.
The Lakers right there in the middle of that, just 3.5 games above Golden State. So the West is going to change a lot in the next 15 games. It's a big loss. Every loss now for a team like Golden State, who's on the bubble, huge.
Can Dallas get there?
Dallas, I think, is at the
Aren't they a game and a half behind Phoenix?
They're 10. So yeah, they're a game above Phoenix right now. They are at the 10 seed. So they'd be a play-in team right now.
How's that story?
Yeah, you've got
AD's not even playing. Kyrie's out for the season.
Yep.
And yet they're in the playoffs as of right now.
Meanwhile, Phoenix has Bradley Beal. They have Kevin Durant. Devin Booker's playing every game. They're terrible.
Kevin Durant's no longer him, by the way.
Kevin Durant's really good, but
Kevin Durant's he's no longer the guy.
No.
He's a guy.
Yeah, he's
And that's fine.
Yeah.
He's older.
36, yeah.
Yeah. Go be the 3-point shooter. Just sit in the corner. Piss people off with the NBA rule.
Yeah, yeah.
Just sit in the corner and hit threes. You don't have to be the guy. Like, he's showing up his coach in the huddle. That guy's fired.
Oh, that guy's
fired.
He's
out. So Kevin Durant doesn't have to worry about anything. He just yell at that guy. They're not going to do anything to Kevin Durant. He won't be there next year. He'll be somewhere else.
He hasn't played happy basketball in the 2020s. He hasn't been on a team that's had good chemistry. And that's like at some point after 4 or 5 seasons of that, okay, it's like you're the one variable that stayed constant here, man. And I'm a huge, biggest KD fan there is, but it's like you are constantly causing unhappiness in the drama, and you're choosing these teams. You're in control. So,
is Devin Booker ever as good as he was in the bubble again?
No.
Okay.
I think that's ship sailed.
Oof, that's tough.
Yep.
That is a hot corner here on Fesco and Dusty, or Mac and Dusty here on 96.5. The Fan, two questions. I think this could be the biggest draft year ever for Brett Veach because of what they've done so far in this offseason. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5. The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.